And Joe Biden is wrapping up a whirlwind four-day visit to Poland and Ukraine Wednesday. Before departing Warsaw, Biden arrived at the presidential palace for talks with leaders from the Bucharest Nine. President Biden said that Russian President Vladimir Putin made a big mistake by suspending his country's participation in the last remaining U.S.-Russia nuclear arms control treaty. He reassured eastern flank NATO allies that his administration is highly attuned to the looming threats and other impacts spurred by the grinding Russian invasion of Ukraine. As the war in Ukraine drags on, anxieties for the Bucharest Nine countries have remained heightened. Russia and China showcased their deepening ties Wednesday in a series of meetings in Moscow, closely watched for signs that Beijing might offer strong support to the Kremlin for its military operation in Ukraine. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Wang Yi, the Chinese Communist Party's most senior foreign policy official, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday during his visit to Moscow. Calling the current situation grim and complex, Wang said that Sino-Russo relations have withstood the tests of the international situation and remain mature, tenacious, and stable. Relations between Russia and the West are at their lowest point since the Cold War, and ties between China and the United States are also under serious strain. Steve Miller, VOA News.
An open-pit mine collapsed in China's northern Inner Mongolia region Wednesday, killing at least two people and leaving 53 missing, state media reported. They add people and vehicles are buried under the rubble. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say at least nine Palestinians have been killed and 97 were wounded during a rare daytime Israeli army arrest raid in the occupied West Bank. The raid took place in the city of Nablus, a scene of frequent military activity. The Israeli military confirmed an operation was underway, but gave no further information. The powerful earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria will take a huge reconstruction operation at a scale never seen before, a top European Union official said Wednesday. The European Commissioner for Neighborhood and Enlargement made the comment during a visit to Ankara.
We are all shocked by the horror the people of Turkey has to go through. And we are with the Turkish people. And this is why we are here. We are here to help, because we care, because we are friends, because we are allies.
An international donors conference scheduled for March in Brussels will aim to mobilize funds from the international community to support Turkey and Syria following the quake. North Korea has accused UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres of an extremely unfair and imbalanced attitude as it lambasted him for condemning its recent missile test but ignoring alleged U.S. hostility against the North. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Guterres earlier strongly condemned the North's intercontinental ballistic missile test on Saturday and reiterated his call for the North to immediately desist from making any further provocations. In a statement Wednesday, Kim Sung-kyung, the North's vice foreign minister for international bodies, accused Guterres of, quote, going on the rampage of illogical and miserable remarks, which are a little different from those of U.S. State Department officials over the years, end quote. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Top financial leaders from the group of 20 leading economies are gathering in the South Indian technology hub of Bengaluru this week to tackle myriad challenges to global growth and stability, including stubbornly high inflation and surging debt. India is hosting the G20 financial conclave for the first time in 20 years. Later in the year, it will convene its first summit of G20 economies. A trade union representing teachers in Britain said on Wednesday it was prepared to recommend pausing a planned strike next week if substantive progress can be made in talks with the government in a dispute over pay. On Tuesday, the government offered to hold formal talks on pay with the National Education Union on the condition the union called off next week's walkout. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.